Okay, can we start? Okay, can you listen? Can you hear my voice? All right.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, before starting the lesson, I'd like to explain about the Nihongo, Japanese language. Well, today we learn koso ado, but before start learning, I'll tell you about the history of Japanese language. In ancient period, about 20,000 years ago, many people came to Japan from mainland China or north part of it now belongs to Russia, but above the Hokkaido, the land was connected to the mainland. Japanese Hokkaido connected to the mainland. So there are three kind of people are coming to Japan. One of them is from north part, and some of them from China, China area, and another people coming from south part of islands such as Philippines, Malaysia. We call them Austronesia. So maybe our ancient is same. Yeah. And Japanese language, our grammar coming from north part of mainland, but the vocabularies are mainly coming from Austronesia people. And about 1,200 years ago, we imported kanji from China. Of course, at that time, we spoke Japanese original language. But unfortunately, we don't have the character. So we imported kanji from China. Then we first Japanese language published, of course, handwriting. 1,200 years ago, we call it this Manyoshu is poetry about 3,000 poetries are written in Manyoshu. From that time, Koso Ado were used. Koso Ado. We call it Yamato Kotoba. Yamato Kotoba. Yamato means Japan, and Kotoba is a word. Yamato Kotoba. Ancient Japanese language. Well, so now we start Koso Ado, but more than thousands of years ago, our Japanese used this word Koso Ado. Well, in ancient Japanese, one word has a meaning. Ko is has a meaning. Now today we learn. So also has a meaning, original meaning. A and do also. For example, you already learned Japanese vocabulary kimi. Kimi. Kimi is you. Anata. You. Kimi. Our national song is Kimi ga yo. Kimi ga yo. All has a meaning in each word. Kimi. Now, currently we use you, kimi, okay? But original meaning is ki means man. Mi means woman. Kimi means man and woman. Kimi is means man and woman, not you. And ga Kimi ga, ga means for in English, for. Kimi ga. Yo means word. Yo, one word, yo is a word. Kimi ga yo means the word for men and women. It's a kind of a love song. And nobody knows who wrote this poem. But it appeared more than 1,200 years ago in Manyoshu. So recently some stupid Japanese they insist Kimi means emperor. No. It's a very wrong understanding. Kimi original means men and women. And in Edo period, about 300, 400 years ago, we called Edo Jidai, Edo era. This Kimi ga yo was used to sung in wedding party, because the meaning of Kimi ga yo, men and woman's love, should be long forever. So it's a very happy song. And in addition to that, in Japan, the most famous god is woman, not a man. Yeah. It's very, very strange to foreigners, but it's true. By our mythology, the first god, famous god, I can say, is woman. The second famous god is a man, and he is a younger brother of the woman's god. The woman's god name is Amaterasu Omikami. Very long. And her brother was named Susanoo no Mikoto. Yeah. But anyhow, number one woman and number two man in Japan. Anyhow, after we import kanji from China, later we made hiragana, first kanji. But the kanji there, all Manyoshu was written by kanji, but one kanji pronounced one Japanese word. So now kanji has two pronunciation normally. One is kunyomi. We call kunyomi is a Japanese pronunciation, and onyomi, it's a Chinese pronunciation. Normally, we have two. Even now. So, you learn many kanji, but if you carefully study, they have two pronunciations. One is kunyomi, Japanese pronunciation, and onyomi, Chinese pronunciation. Right?
Yes.
So, today, we'll start koso-ado. Koso-ado. And I send the material, mainly crossword express the location. Location and aspect. Aspect. Okay, we'll go one by one. And, well, in the top of the line, I like to explain by polite way, we use this. これです。それです。あれです。It's a polite way. どれです。Polite way. But、in the rude or、childish, we call,、we plan,、put だ、だ。これだ。The meaning is same. これです。これだ。Same. Meaning is same. But, well, many kids use これ、これだ。But, and maybe Yakuza use だ。But normally we prefer to use a polite way. So,Most of the people use これです、それです、あれです、どれです。And first one, it means a location. Just, can you see? これ、supposing,You are これ and another one sitting near from me that book the lady has それです and あれ means far awayfrom these two people. In case of far away, we call あれ. Okay? So the crossword first means a location.
Okay?
So, as a sample, we put no to mean this pen, この pen. Okay? この時計Okay?
Okay.
And if this pen is far from us, I'll say, あの pen. Because, and please remember one important thing. これ, the range is your hand.The place you can reach by your hand is これ、この。And それ means, it means your reach. You have the hand. And if you can touch, I can say それ、そのPen, because you can reach, and この pen I can reach. But if you see outside, there is a tree.
Yes.
Both of us cannot reach. So I say, あの木 wood. Do you understand the difference? こそ a. And do means questioning words. どれ means which. And どの also means which. どこ means where. But if you see here, just put and here, just put ko plus le and ko plus no, so plus no, a plus no, do plus no. Very easy. And here, just put ko. And here, chira, kochira, sochira, achira, dochira. Yeah. And this one is kochi, sochi, achi, dochi. But this expression is a little bit childish. Children normally use こっち, そっち, あっち, but adults normally use こちら, そちら, あちら. The meaning is same, but the expression is this one pride, this one childish. Both means direction. And the next one is aspect. こんな, そんな, あんな, どんな. こんな means, for example, I use 私の服はこんなです。私のメガネはこんなです。私のメガネはこんなです。 そんな also you there are many various meaning そんな. Well, I skip it. But あんな means we cannot reach it located in the unreachable place. あんな木があります。あんな木があります。 で、 when you ask それはどんな木ですか?どんな木ですか? あれはあんな木です。 Okay. And the last one, こう、そう、あ、どう。これはね、a little bit difficult to use. Later, in the another lesson, I'd like to explain. こう、こうです。例えば、for example,You ask me how to do it. So I show you, for example, writing こうです。こうです。 chords, chords like this, normally show the action, right?
Okay.
So, but anyhow, these two aspects were, it's rather difficult to explain. I'll make many questionnaire and explain later. Okay. So today you will learn the Kosowado. Can you say it? Can you repeat? Kosowado.
Kosowado.
Hai. And Japan, to pronounce Japanese, one word each clearly. Ko.
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 So.
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 A.
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 Do.
A. Do.
Do.
Do. And I send one novel and PDF. Can you try to watch YouTube? Anyhow, because the listening is very, very important. Baby learns Japanese or any kind of language from mother by hearing. So, and YouTube, she is a professional announcer. So, and don't listen so long time. I said 15 minutes, and listening and look at the sentence, because the normally sentence even in Philippine left to right line. But in Japan, most nowadays both available. But for example, newspaper from top to down, and I think you are not used to read top down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But. 20 years ago, or more than 30 years ago, when I was in Saudi Arabia, they write right to left. Not left to right. Opposite. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, and listening and reading the same time very, very good, because your ear conveys the information to your brain. At the same time, your eyes will try to convey the characters in your brain at the same time. Of course, first of all, I think it's very difficult to understand the sentence, but anyhow, repeat it again. So I recommend, if you have 1 hour to study, I recommend one time 15 minutes. You have the watch, and 15 minutes you stop, and from the beginning, go back to the beginning and listen So within 1 hour, you can repeat 4 times. And if you continue certain period, your brain will understand the sound and the character at the same time. Okay. And I'll try to give the lesson how to write kanji. Kanji. There is a rule.
I can write.
Oh, very good.
できます.
Very good now.
I can write, just write.
読む方は。うん。But ね、oh, very good, very good, very good. But there is some basic rule. So we didn't learn in school. Yeah, but there is a writing lesson in my school, in the private lesson, using the brush pen. So at that time I learned a little, but maybe next time I'll explain how to write. Basic, there's a basic rule. So even it's a very difficult kanji, I can write correctly because my brain understands the rules.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think you are taking JLPT test.
I want to take it, but okay. I'm not ready.
So you can learn vocabulary by kanji training, but at the same time, in JLPT, you should write kanji. Yeah. I think it depends on the level, and which level you are going to take next time.
I want to take anything, but I'm not ready.
Have you ever taking test before?
Yes.
Oh, which level? Oh no, it's okay.
I wanted to check how bad my Japanese.
Oh no, it's okay. Oh, because why I'm asking? I'll prepare some lesson for JLPT. Yes, I have some textbook already. For example, just a moment. And also N1 だな.
Oh, so scary.
Oh, I have N2 also.
Oh.
First of all, please decide the level. Mm-hmm. According to your purpose, I will select the textbook. And you don't need to buy it. I'll send a PDF. I have a PDF machine. even a very thick book, I can make it into PDF. So please inform me which level you are going to take. And,
it's too hard, I think.
But if you want to work in Japanese company, at least N2 necessary. And N2 is not so hard to you. Sure. But the examination will be held in December, correct?
I think we can't have JLPT this year because we're under quarantine.
But anyhow, first decide the goal. And next, we should make a plan. First purpose, second plan, and of course the third one is doing. And check how it is going, efficiently or not efficiently. If it's not go efficiently, I'll change. It's a PDCF. PDCA. Plan, do, check, action. It's a quality control method. Plan, do, check, action. Right? So, not necessary to reply now, but please consider and let me know what is your level, JLPT. Okay? And any question?
I started reading, listening to the homework, the novel, and what I did was listen to 1 minute and listen again and again, and then I stopped because my brain...
Yeah. But you will be used to, sure. Believe me, maximum 15 minutes. If it's very tired, 10 minutes, okay. But repeat and repeat. Then there are so many cells in your brain. Huge number of cells. And they will keep all the information in your brain. Yeah. But there is a line to connect your cells in the brain. If you do not repeat many times, the line will be lost or become thin. But the knowledge is still there. But if you don't train many times, your line will not be strong. To strengthen your line between the knowledge, repeating only. Yeah, that's right. And your eyes and ears, such an organ, are very useful. Sure. Okay. So, if you don't have the question, I'll finish.
Okay. No questions. I'll email with my goal.
Yeah. And now I'm recording the voice. I'll inform you the location of the voice. If you want to lesson again, please download.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Okay, you too. Have a great day.
Yeah, yeah. Goodbye.